gentlemen, buckle up. We're going 3-1.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, y'all? The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is back on the airwaves one more time before Labor Day weekend. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR. For those of you new to our podcast, talking about the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight on this special edition, this is the preview edition of the podcast here with you guys for about an hour or so. That's the goal here, at least for this. It's not to go as long as the post-race pod, but to shorten it up a little bit to give you what's going on before each weekend. Especially, we're heading into crunch time now with the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series. Regular season is winding down as well, and we got a big time weekend, of course, all accumulated with Labor Day weekend and the Southern 500, one of the more famous races in all of NASCAR. And of course, yes, this is one of my favorite. This has become one of my favorite weekends of the NASCAR schedule. Big D's here, the producer of this podcast, joins me here in the EG3 Garage Era. And where do we live at? Yes, the MHK Manhattan, Kansas, doing the racing podcast in the heart of the USA. That's right, baby. And just told you, preview show, let's just dive right on into it. And before we talk preview Darlington a little bit tonight, we'll talk some Tyler Dipple here. Some news, of course, on the post-race pod. I said Tyler Dipple was suspended by NASCAR, violating the substance policy. Welp, that changed in just a couple of days. Of course, NASCAR officially reinstated Tyler Dipple a couple of days ago, back on Wednesday. We're recording this preview podcast on Friday night. And by the way, after tomorrow, we're going to be in September when we come back on this podcast, Lord willing. Wow, 2019 has flown by. But back to Tyler Dipple. Tyler Dipple was reinstated back on Wednesday after his indefinite suspension. Dipple was suspended last week for violation of member conduct guidelines with Section 12.1 of the NASCAR rulebook, actions detrimental to stock car racing. And he went on, I'm not going to dive on too deep into this, but but NASCAR, yes, they found some more incident situations there with Tyler Dipple there. And of course, as I'm reading the summarized version here, he was pulled over. Yeah, Big D saying he was pulled over there and they were trying to find something there. And then, of course, he walked out. Tyler Dipple, back on Wednesday, walked out of the court. And the charges were against him. This was in Tyler Dipple's words. Those charges were dropped by the court there. And Dipple is cleared to return to competition and is expected to be among the NASCAR Gainer Truck Series field when the tour returns to action with the first elimination race. Of course, Tyler Dipple is not a part of the playoffs, but this is big news because Tyler Dipple, one of the, if you want to say, kind of rising stars in the truck series, if you will, coming off that great performance at Michigan a few weeks ago there. Stunning. It was supposed to be stunning news there with Tyler Dipple there, but gladly, you know, the people who were on the case found innocent innocency with that, with whatever went down when Tyler was pulled over there a couple of weeks ago, and then of course NASCAR at that moment suspended him, and now it has been overturned. So I just want to bring you up to date right there with Tyler Dipple situation there. So Dipple, great news for Young's Motorsports. At least they'll get their main driver back in that O2 truck when a truck series resumes action under lights at Vegas. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast Preview Edition. Eddie Gray III, here with you guys here tonight on this Friday night and Labor Day weekend. Big D, the weekend, obviously, that just has started, baby. Now, switching gears over to the weekend that is Darlington Raceway weekend, where obviously all week long I have seen where, or each time I've been on Twitter, throwback schemes being flooded across timelines everywhere. And you know, Darlington, the move back, for those of you who don't know, Darlington a few years ago was moved from this state in replace of California. I remember one time, but when they revitalized the schedule, Darlington was put back on his famous Labor Day schedule. And of course, I believe Darlington next year is when that new schedule, well, actually, when the new schedule is activated. The new schedule already came out. If you missed out on it, go check it out, because it is going to be amazing and insane, especially Pocono. But Darlington, if I remember correctly, is going to be a part of the playoffs next year. That is going to be something. What a scene is that going to be when Darlington in the playoffs next year. But we're in current times right now, getting prepared. The Xfinity guys are on the track for the final time before they qualify tomorrow and race. Same with the Cup. As we're recording this right now, Noah Gregson is leading final practice. As we're recording this right now, the Cup guys will be up with their final practice here shortly, and then all qualifying tomorrow. And of course, the Xfinity Series will race tomorrow, obviously, in the big show Sunday night. One of the more longest races of the year. I believe the final crown. Indy's lost its luster a little bit. Well, not a little bit. I'd say a lot. So, I mean, yes, Indy is, you can say, with its historic prestigious of the racetrack and whatnot, but it has not produced the great racing that has the last few years. And maybe these rule changes with these cars might change it a little bit. We'll have to see. But that's next week. That's the regular season finale. Last chance to get in there. And here, at this point here, you want to survive the old lady in black, including Xfinity cars. That is what is at stake here for the Cup guys and the young guys of the Xfinity Series. And we're going to see a couple of Cup guys, Big D, in this race tomorrow. Obviously, your defending winner of this race and probably the more hottest driver in the Cup Series currently right now, Denny Hamlin, has just been on a absolute tear as of late, knocking him down, putting him back down. Last time Net Cup Series was on track, Denny Hamlin rallied back from a couple laps down to run down Matty D to win the race at Bristol. So that was the last time the Cup Series was on. And of course, the Xfinity guys were back, were on a road course race last week, which Christopher Bell held off A.J. Allmendinger and Austin Cindric to score win number 6. And now you turn the page over where Bell, Cindric, Reddick, and you talk about Christopher Bell, C. Bell, Reddick, Custer. Custer led first practice earlier today. Those guys, if they're going to be transitioning up in Cup in the same year, which that would be awesome, then they're going to be going with these guys like Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney will make an appearance tomorrow in the Xfinity Series. And how about this, Big D? I have gone almost 10 minutes in this preview edition and not mentioned his name. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be in the old school 8-ride machine tomorrow afternoon. That thing looks pretty sweet right now, running around there at about a mile, almost just under a mile and a half track at Darlington right there. So it is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how these guys can do. And obviously Denny Hamlin, probably this right here, Darlington's probably one of his more favorite tracks or best tracks on the circuit currently. So there you have it right there in that aspect as well. I want to change the big screen here real quick here to those of you who are interested in watching this race. Obviously, college football started last week with Florida and Miami. Florida pulled it out late. And then more college football happened, yes, last night. It's going to continue to happen today and tonight and, of course, Saturday. And I'll talk K-State to book in this preview show here. But college football is officially back, so my head's going to be tied up, of course, at tailgate with my work. And so my hands will be tied up there. So I will most likely not watch the Xfinity race, but I have the DVR out in full force for the Xfinity. So Monday, I got, obviously, we got Monday off, so I'll watch it then. But in the meantime, though, college football is back and cannot wait to get out to the bill tomorrow. And I'll explain more of this in a little bit. Let's just switch over to the Xfinity series real quick. Denny Hamlin trying to go back-to-back, even though he's not a regular here in the series. NBC, has the coverage of the on national TV. Now, you would think, again, I mean, yes, you know, TV's so advanced nowadays. You have internet, Roku, you can watch on baseball games on YouTube, whatnot. But, you know, Darlington's one of the more popular tracks on NASCAR. Why? Is you would think NBC would have the Southern 500, but instead, you know, NBC has a couple of networks. NBCSN will have the Southern 500. I got lucked out on that because our cable provider, and I'm not going to mention a name, a company name, but they're in disagreements right now, and that's why we can't get NBC or Fox on there. And so I will get around to that at some point, but we got Hulu, Roku. Yeah, I think we're set for a little bit until I can get the TV antenna over to the old house. But the sport clips, haircuts, VFW 200 on NBC tomorrow afternoon. That's a 3 o'clock local time start here in Manhattan, Kansas, or you live in Oklahoma, such and such. And then, of course, I might be wrong on that, actually. That's 2 o'clock local time, 3 o'clock Eastern time there. So, MRN will have coverage of that race. Dale Earnhardt Jr., the last time he was in the Xfinity Series race last year at Richmond, where he won a stage and was in great position to possibly win that race last year. Caution comes out, and he bad little slow pit stop, and he came out third or fourth on that restart. Lost a couple. Actually, he might have restarted in the front row. I'm not 100% sure about that. But anyways, he lost spots on the restart, which those are going to be critical, especially in the Cup Series with this current package that they've been racing on all year long. Yeah, I said package. Deal. We've been saying it all year. They're going to be so critical there. But Dale Jr. lost spots there and ended up finishing fourth there. And eventual winner was Christian Bell there. So caution comes out at the wrong time for Dale Jr. there. But still, though, impressive run there when it looked like he was about to run away with things right there. So Xfinity boys will be up on the dock first tomorrow afternoon. So look out for that. Switching gears over, thank you for tuning in to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We're going 3-Wide tonight on this preview edition with the Xfinity Series, Cup Series, and K-State here on the preview edition of the podcast. Eddie Gritter III, Big D, producer. You won't hear him on the podcast. He does most of the work behind the scenes. He does a great job. Transitioning on to the Southern 500. You know the situation is last year. I have gone back and watched this race. I'm in the middle of finishing up this race watching this race from last year, but it was a Kyle Larson show last year, and then all of a sudden, bam, late in the fourth quarter of this race, this is, I tell you, I mean, you got 300 plus, 350 laps plus of this race. This is a lot of laps, you know. Look at the YouTube, how many, I mean, this is without commercials. And this was just over 5 hours. Are you kidding me? And so this is all about attrition, and especially for the guys on a bubble. But back to Kyle Larson. I had a stat up here early on. Let's see if I can get it back. Kyle Larson was on rails a year ago, and he led some 250 plus laps. Big D, go work on that for me here real quick. But yeah, absolutely dominated the field, and then all of a sudden, don't know what happened to him, but Penske Racing stole the show. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano go 1-2 there, and it's this right here for Keselowski started a 3-race winning streak for Brad Keselowski there. And he was hot, rode it into the playoffs where he won the playoff opener at Vegas there. So Kyle Larson has not, and you fast forward to where we are now, Kyle Larson has not won a race this year. And all of a sudden, Larson has started to find his stride. You know, we all know Kyle Larson, that dirt background, loves to slide that thing around a little bit and go fast on the high side. This favors that type of track, this type of style for Kyle Larson. I don't need to tell you that. I know that. You guys know that. For those of you who don't know that, now you do know that, and probably are going to learn about that this weekend. And yes, the funny thing is, you know, they're practicing in the daytime. Yes, the Xfinity Series is going to be racing in the conditions. Might change slightly a little bit depending on the day and, but the Cup Series, interesting setup. You're going to be practicing in the daytime where it's hot, cold, whatever it is, and then you're going to be starting a race at late afternoon, early evening, and you're going to be finishing, under the lights, so you're going to have to keep up with the characteristics of the racetrack and such. So, yeah, Kyle Larson, he finished third. The number, yep, thank you, 284 laps. Damn. And you scratch your head and say, why did not win this race? Yeah, because you're getting late in races and weird things happen. You know, by now you have a dominant car, but you can run into trouble with things like that. Kyle Larson, I believe he might have had a problem late in the pits. I can't remember exactly. Again, I'm rewatching the race from last year, so I'll find out eventually what happened. But yeah, Larson's one of those guys that, hey, you know, he's rolling right now. Come off another top 10 finish. He won a stage at Bristol, and he's looking to ride that momentum. And I mean, yeah, you mean, this is the last year that Homestead's going to be the final race, obviously the championship race of all NASCAR. And yeah, everybody's saying, Kyle Larson, watch out. You get him to Homestead, he's going to be favored to win a championship. Well, we haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen that yet. You haven't seen it yet. And all y'all have not seen it yet. So Kyle Larson, we know how good he is, especially on tracks that suit his style. And obviously with the different rules packages, with the racing, with the race cars this year, the different horsepowers and whatnot, it's thrown Kyle Larson off. Well, we have seen kind of a rebound. Now, Kurt Busch has a win in that stable. Kyle Larson has not. So, it'll be interesting to see if he can repeat that performance from last year. But I shouldn't say repeat. That's a bad word right there, because this is going to be a total different game, especially, you know, with this different this style of racing and the restarts. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode tonight, they're going to be extremely important, because if you burn out the tires quick and you have a bad handling car, you're going to be out to lunch real quick. So this is going to be interesting to watch here. See what, I mean, you're still going to get your comers and goers, but restarts, you're going to hear this all the way through the playoffs. Obviously, restarts are going to be very, very important down the stretch here. And might not say, Big D, about the bubble situation. You know it. You know, Eric Jones, 57. Let's look at the first three in. Obviously, Eric Jones still has that cushion. And if he continues to run like he's been doing, he's going to be good. The focus is on these four cats right here. Newman, last one in right now, Suarez. And you have two big-time names that I talked about in the post-race pod. Oh, by the way, if you have not had a chance to listen to the post-race edition, post-race Canada, we're coming back off the bye week from last week. Go check that out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, wherever you download your podcast from. Appreciate y'all. You're doing that. And you obviously have Menard in there for a couple of weeks back. Buescher. Waves back, Stenhouse and those guys. Stenhouse, somebody could keep an eye on here this weekend as well. Kind of, I'm going to say an early, he was in the top 10 earlier in the opening practice. Who knows? Maybe he'd get his act together here. Maybe he'd get a solid run. But solid run's not going to cut. At this point, you're going to need a Hail Mary and a win to really scramble this playoff picture up. And, of course, Indianapolis. You know, we haven't got, as I said earlier, we have not gotten a great racing that we've seen over a period of time, really 3, 4, 5 years, really. So who knows what's going to happen. But I do know this, though. Boyer, Jimmy Johnson, and all the contract situations surrounding the 14. Right now, Cole Custer winning races, which his owner should have said. So at some point this year, you know, Cole Custer, he has to win races before moving up to the Cup Series. Well, Cole Custer is checking off the box, the first box. And with Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, the possibility of all three of those guys moving at the same time, getting that rookie battle, that'll be awesome. Again, say that for the second time tonight on the podcast. But again, Boyer, better straight tighten up. And Jimmy Johnson, he is going to need to hit a grand slam if he is going to be to keep that streak alive, and really the longest streak alive. Last year, Jimmy Johnson and Denny Hamlin went winless in his career. Well, Denny Hamlin has come back at a rage of fire, especially late this summer as we approach fall, officially next month. And then Jimmy Johnson, where is it going to come from? We don't know. We're about to find out here. Next 2 weeks, because this is it for the old 48 team here. As the Bojangles Southern 500 on NBCSN. Four local time, 5 Eastern time, if I'm correct in that apartment, or is it 6? Either way, I think I'm pretty sure my mobile phone updated. And it's probably, but again, check your times in your area, though. We're just going to go with 5 local time, 6 Eastern time. I believe my last explanation was correct here. 6 Eastern time for those of you living in the South Carolina area, Florida, Georgia. 5 local time right here. It's game night. It sounds right. So, yeah, definitely for sure. All that, and of course, Denny Hamlin, can he keep the mojo going? He is now tied for 2nd in the playoff position with Martin Truex Jr. So, I mean, and by the way, you know, if you look at my list here that I wrote down of favorite throwbacks, you're going to get my favorite one on post-race reaction next week of Darlington. But I wrote down a few favorites here. Bubba Wallace is Victory Junction Camp. Pretty sweet. Then you got the old days of Thunder with William Byron there. And then Mark Trish Jr. throwing it back to the championship year with Dale Jr. So that's I love that paint scheme. Obviously, for those of you, I'm a big Mark Trish Jr. fan. I'm trying not to talk about him too much on the podcast. But hey, I want to throw that out there. And of course, Denny Hamlin. And this is the 2nd time he is donning the Darrell Waltrip theme here. He did it at Sonoma. So that's one of my favorites on here. And then I really like the Paul Menard 21 little old school looking car there. So it's all about the schemes, the people shaving, riding the mustache look and all this other stuff. Yeah, they really go. It's hardcore, and all of us fans really love it. And can't wait for the action to begin this weekend, man. This is going to be something. You're going to be watching for drama on the racetrack. And, of course, keeping an eye on the ever-popular Bubble 3Y with EG3 Rules on. You can follow me at EG3_fast. Eddie, again, at EG3_fast. Eddie, again, you can follow the 3Y NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. One more time, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, and a few more other places that you can get the 3Y NASCAR podcast. You do not want to miss a moment. And of course, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review. That would be greatly, mostly appreciated. And yeah, I'll say it one more time before we close it down here tonight. Tell your friends about the 3Y NASCAR podcast. All right, Big D. 3Wide, we're moved up to the high groove now to wrap the podcast here tonight. I'm on the verge of seeing a new era at Kansas State. Yeah, Kansas State, and this is for me, and well, this is my wife's third coach since being in Manhattan Total. We totaled them up. This is going to be my second coach, Chris Kleiman. No, I was not here for the parents' era. I was not here. I was at Barton County Community College in the middle of nowhere. Great Band, Kansas. Shout out, Great Band. What's up? So I don't know what's gonna happen this season. I really don't know. I don't really know what's gonna happen tomorrow. All I do know is last year you played around with an FCS team, South Dakota State, and almost lost to them. So, and I found out, interesting enough, this week, Big D, and for those of you who are like, what is this dude talking about? My alma mater, Kansas State University, here in Manhattan, Kansas, is the college town here, and obviously, people here love their football here. We bleep silver and, well, I shouldn't say, yeah, silver, purple, mainly the color of purple. That's our main color here in MHK. But bottom line is, we almost lost the FCS team last year. And of course, yes, you had that trouble at quarterback going back and forth. Bill Snyder going back and forth between quarterbacks. Well, Alex Delton is down south at Texas. We'll be starting with TCU tomorrow, right? And then Skylar Thompson, this is most, from what I've heard and what I've seen highlights of, this is the most comfortable he's been in since being at Kansas State. And it all starts with, yes, of course, the head coach, Chris Kleiman, and their staff have done a great job to this point. All this media access that we're watching, looking at, listening to, has been exciting. Yes? Okay. And now, this is way different than Bill Snyder. Bill Snyder limited in all that access, questions, and whatnot. Bill Snyder is a heck of a coach, no doubt. He's left his legacy not once, but twice. People call it around here Bill Snyder 2.0. Well, this is for me 2.0 because we moved after we got married, and then obviously Kansas City, was not a pleasant experience. So we moved back the year after. So, and Bill Snyder was still the coach when we moved back in Manhattan. So this for me personally, I'm talking about me personally. This is going to be the first coach that I'm going to watch other than Bill Snyder. I am very anxious to see, you know, all this, you know, enthusiasm, this excitement, this playing. Oh, man, I cannot think of the rapper right now, but all this hyped up rap music blasting up in the air, going from football to football field, practicing, squib kicks, getting hyped up. You know, this is different. This is a different K-State team that I've ever seen. Obviously, you know, this is still Bill Snyder's players, really, but, you know, Chris Kleiman and that Taylor Bratt and that recruiting staff has brought in some good young talent here in the first year, and I've not seen Big D, I've not seen Wayne Jones just in the 3Y NASCAR podcast here or closing in or wrapping up the preview show here on Labor Day weekend this weekend. Wayne Jones, Joshua Youngblood, these guys, Keeman Garber, all these guys, Nick Lenners, I have not seen. So, man, I mean, I'm very anxious to get out there and watch these young guys. All I've heard is talk. That's all I've heard. I've not seen these guys play. So I want to see it on the field tomorrow, and we will start to answer some of those questions here tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock local time, we're going to be playing another FCS team to open up, which is Nichols. Obviously, he took off Nichols State. Nichols. So again, looking down here, I just realized when I go to Ohio in a few weeks, they're not even playing. So I'll catch a break right there. So yeah, I got Nichols Blowing Green next week. Then Mississippi State, SEC opponent right there. So I'm just going to stop it right there. And, of course, you got your week off there. And then the conference play begins right there with Oklahoma State on the road. So we're going to begin to answer some of these questions on who, you know, these guys back up the talk now. And, yeah, the defensive line, in my opinion, at this point in time, I mean, yeah, the secondary's got good players, yeah, but at this moment in time, right now, going into tomorrow night's game, the defensive line looks pretty stout, and we didn't know a whole lot about Wyatt Hubert last year, and he looked good as advertised. Obviously, Rashard Walker needs to play a little bit better, but they got depth up front, and anxious to see, you know, how it's going to play out, and then one of the other positions, folks, that turned into our strength was this running back situation. We had squat when Alex Barnes left. Unfortunately, McCoy had to not play football anymore due to a medical situation there. And then Womack graduated, Justice Silliman graduated, and all those players. Now, you put it to the test. Now, all of a sudden, you got James Gilbert, a transfer from, I can't put up at the moment. I had the depth chart somewhere, but I'm not put up a backup running back who transferred from North Carolina in the mix. Harry Trotter apparently transferred in sometime last spring or something like that. Trotter was highly talked about from Louisville, and a few more other cats. Tyler Burns got a scholarship there. As well, he's been on the team for quite a while doing the special teams work there. So, and a few more other running backs. So there is depth there. And it's going to be interesting to see how the offense. And yeah, Skylar Thompson, when I look at the situation here, switch it now to the career yards. I mean, he was hyped up coming into K-State. And in my opinion, has not done really much. I mean, last year was the first, I think, for me, personally, obviously it's my opinion, Skylar Thompson, late last year, yeah, I mean, we should have went to a bowl last year. Skylar Thompson played really well last three or four games of the year. Really start turning a corner. I hope going in the start of this year that Skylar Thompson can take that momentum that he learned, that fire that he's been carrying all offseason long, he can carry that in this game right here in play well instead of playing scared. Yeah, he was playing pretty much, in his own words, to summarize it, he was playing scared. Career numbers over 2,000 yards, just over 2,000 yards, 14 TDs, 7 interceptions, and a quarterback rating of 130 there. Yeah, the college game is a little different than that, but yeah, that number right there in the yards per pass, average just over 7 yards. So, you know, these guys climbing, could be coming over from North Dakota State where they've won a few championships, including last year. You know, I'm a very, very, this is something that we all, well, for us here, you know, I mean, we have a lot of listeners that listen to this podcast, but for us, for me here, we're going to be interested or really tuned to see how this offense works. And of course, Scotty Hazleton on the other side of the ball coming over from Wyoming. Well, that defense really improved last year. Now, what you're going to do with Bill Starter's players? Because that's what you're going to do here. Obviously, except for maybe a couple there with McPherson and Wayne Jones here, you're playing with Bill Starter's players. So, can you transfer those guys to play a bit better on the defensive side of the ball and be more aggressive? And this group, last year, this defensive group, Big D, was was awfully high awfully competitive when it came to the conference stats. So, yeah, we'll begin to answer some of the questions tomorrow night when we get out there. I'll be occupied. I'll be with my work doing heading the tailgating there. Well, not me, but you know, those guys over there. So I'll be helping out. Well, you can probably put me in that equation. But anyways, it's going to be good. And of course, preseason's going to be wrapping up this weekend as well. Final cuts will be made, and then before you know it, next week, Lord willing, we're going to be talking NFL regular season football as well. We got a lot of stuff going on. Braves are right there in another pennant race there. So, man, fall's got to be my favorite time of the year because it's depending on how your teams are doing, everything is going well. You hope it continues that way, Big D. Man, this has been a fun show, but more importantly, though, racing this weekend, Xfinity Series. We'll see Denny Hamlin, Dale Jr., Ryan Blaney in the Cup Series. This Fame Southern 500. Who will get closer to get some more plow points in that famous bubble? Who can get themselves a cushion? And by the end of it, somebody's going to be walking out of there out going into the race's finale at Indy. Better stay tuned to your NBC full of networks to find out. Big D, let's break this down. Before I do, again, follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Again, you can follow the 3Y NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. Big D, let's break this thing down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of 3Y NASCAR podcast. This one's been a good one, a preview edition, Darlington, Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone enjoys their Labor Day, y'all's Labor Day weekend. Have a safe three-day weekend, depending on where you're coming from, four-day, three-day, whatever it is, please be safe out there and enjoy the football and racing this weekend. And Lord willing, we'll be back next week to recap the next time on a 3Y NASCAR podcast, post-race Darlington. That's going to be something, folks. For now, have a safe weekend, Labor Day weekend. Enjoy your sports coverage. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We'll see you later.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide.